it makes me remember things I've been trying to forget. I'm still haunted. Haunted by the brutal memories. The memories won't leave me alone. Of the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tree, 1967. That's where I ended up. After a brutal basic training, those were the days when a DI could really get in there. I'll never forget when I got off the bus, Camp Lejeune. He was waiting there for us. He screamed, "Ted Hart!" And he came up to me, and I was scared. I was standing there, trembling in attention. He looked at me, and I looked at him. He said, "What are you looking at? You looking at me? You're supposed to be looking straight ahead. Why are you looking at me? Why, you attracted to me?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "What, you think I'm too ugly to be attractive?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "You think I'm good looking?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "What are you? You got the hots for that?" I said, "No, sir." He said, you mean you wouldn't kiss me if I asked you to?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "What are you, a pervert?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "How come you want to kiss me?" I said, "I don't want to kiss you. I'm too ugly for you to kiss." I said, "No, sir." He held up a picture of his wife. He said, "This is my wife. She's good looking." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "How dare you talk to my wife?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "What, my wife is ugly? I'll break it." I said, "No, sir." He said, "You want to make love to my wife?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "She's too ugly for you." I said, "Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. No." He said, "That's it. Cry, baby. Cry. Because you belong to me now, Sergeant Braddock. I am your worst nightmare, and I'm going to be with you day and night." Left me there, totally a broken man. But he didn't realize that what he'd done was giving me the impetus to train harder and harder. I mean, even when we had off hours, I'd be in the gym lifting weights. I'd be handing over hand and down the cables. I'd be running the obstacle course just for the fun of it. I jogged so that he couldn't break me on the wind runs. I'd have a sack of bricks on my back at all times. I resolved to get even with that man. I never forgot the day I got there. Then one day when I was feeling bold and proud and we got one of our rare liberties, we all went into town. I took a laundry bag with me. And I waited for Sergeant Braddock to come out of the bar I saw him go into. And when he turned the deserted corner, I came up behind him. And I took that laundry bag and I put it over his head and I cinched the cord tight around his